sweetest friends, the shir should be a special schus for Armin Armin Razi Shehichyu, and it should also be Leilei Nishmas, where it says the Vesu Shmu, Eschana Retzel Kenner, Retzel Tachana Vesu Meiv Zeb, Rav Shmuel Pinchas Ben Yaakov Tzvi, Ruzan Zusha Ben Rav Yosef, and Rav Aaron Yehuda Leib Ben Noach Tzvi. The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim on Daf Chav Beis, Amid Beis, tells us that the Shor HaNiskal is a Shor that killed and now has to be stoned. So the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat the flesh. So the Gemara says, Mimashin Amar Soki Sokal HaShor, from the Mashmos of Soki Sokal HaShor, I know that if the Shor is supposed to get Skila, Eini Odea Shehi Nevela. But I don't know that it's a Nevela, and a Nevela is Aser Ba'achila. So therefore, why does it have to say Lo Yochel? You're not allowed to eat the flesh. It's Pasha, you're not allowed to eat the flesh, because it's a Nevela. So why do you have to tell me, not only have to give it stoning, but you also can't eat the flesh? Of course I can't eat the flesh, it's a Nevela. So it's telling you, says the Gemara, that if you shechted it after the Gemara Din, it's Aser Be Achila. That's the Chiddush. Even if it was shechted after the Gemara Din, it's still going to be Aser Be Achila, and that's the Lo Ye Achel. The Gemara in Bava Kamma asks, how do we know that Lo Yachal Es Besaro is telling us that if we shecht it after the Gemara Din, that it's Aser Ba'achila? Maybe if you shecht it after the Gemara Din, it's Mutar Ba'achila. And that it says Lo Yachal Es Besaro is telling us a case that you gave it Skila, and that if you give it Skila, it's Aser Ba'ana. Telling us that Sakol Yisakel Ashor, you're giving it Skila, V'lo Yochel Es Besaro. And Lo Yochel Es Besaro is telling us that if you give the animals, we know it's Aser Ba'achila, V'lo Yochel Es Besaro is telling us that it's even Aser Ba'ana. So the Gemara gives two terutz, and the second terutz the Gemara gives is, no, because we still are going to Aser it if you shecht it after the Gemara Din, because what's the extra Es Besaro? Just say Lo Ye'achel. What do you mean Lo Ye'achel Es Besaro? So the answer is, even if you make it Kain Basar, even if you make it kosher meat, you shecht it, it's still going to be Aser. And then the Gemara says, wait a second, maybe it's only Aser if you shechted it, with a rack. You took a rack, you checked it, you make sure it's smooth, and you shecht the animal that way. That's like Skila, because Skila is with a rack. But if you shecht it with a knife, then it's no good. Then no, meaning then it would be Mutar Ba'achila. It's only going to be Aser Ba'achila if you shecht it with a rack. And then the Gemara says, no, it doesn't say a knife in the Torah. As we learn in the Mishnah says that you can shecht with a rack and you can shecht with a knife. A knife and rack are equal. Chachila Tosa says you can shecht with both. So therefore, don't distinguish between a rack and a knife and say that a rack, it's going to be Aser Ba'ana. A rack, if you shecht with a rack, then it's going to be Aser Ba'achila. But if you shecht with a knife after the Gemara Din, then it's going to be Mutter. And you're going to be allowed to eat it. So that's what the Gemara wants to do now. The Gemara wants to be distinguished between a knife and a rack. That if you, maybe if you shecht with a rack, it's going to be Aser. If you shecht after the Gemara Din with a rack, it's going to be Aser, because that's like Skila. And if you shecht with a knife, then it's going to be beseder. And then the Gemara says, no. Knife and a rack are equal. Both of them are kosher for shechita. Don't distinguish between the two. So this sugya requires an explanation. Asks, Rein of Rabbeinu Hagon Rebel Pavarsky Shlita as follows. In the Havamina, what do we think? That only if you give it skila, it's aser. But not when you shecht it after the Gemara Din. So why is that? Because only when you're mekayim the mitzvah and it gets skila, then there's going to be an Isser Hanav Shor HaNiskal. Umemela, when you shechted it and the Din Skila wasn't fulfilled, then it doesn't have a Din of Shor HaNiskal. It only has a Din Shor HaNiskal when you went ahead and did Skila. But if you shechted it and you didn't do Skila, it doesn't have a Din of Shor HaNiskal. That's the Gemara's Hava Mina. And then the Gemara answers, no. It says, as Bisaro, that even if you make it kain basar, even if you shecht it, then after the Gemara din, it's all going to have the din of a shor niskal. So now we're equating, we're saying that it has a din of a shor niskal even if you shecht it after the Gemara din. And not only we actually perform the skila. And then the Gemara says, Viter, maybe that's only if you shecht it with a knife, with a rack. Meaning, the Havamina now is that with a rack, besides the Maisis Shechita, it also has a din skila. So you're Mekayim the din skila. And therefore, it's only Aser in such a way, like we originally thought, that only actual skila is going to be Aser. So if that's true, that it has two dinim, that the rack has two dinim, there's going to be a Maisis Shechita, and also a Kiyum Dinei Skila, din skila. So then what's the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara's Teretz is that no, shechting with a knife and a rack is equal. Yeah, shechting with a knife and a rack is only equal b'dinei shechita in a chinami, we agree. But we're saying that in addition, when you shecht with a rack, you're mekayim mitzvah skila, but not when you shecht with a knife. So what's the Gemara's Teretz? It's hard to understand the Gemara's Teretz. We're back to Arkasha. Arkasha was, maybe you're mekayim the din skila dafka with a rack, not with a knife. And Rashi says, no, shechting with a knife and a rack are equally kosher shechitas. Beseder, but a rack has an additional aspect to it. It's also a kiyum dinei skila. And a knife isn't, so it should be mutter if you shecht it with a knife. So what's the Gemara's teretz? That's the first kasha. Nacha kasha, Tosfos and Dibra Maschil, Eni Yodeh, and Bava Kama, and other Rishonim as well, ask that maybe the Pasuk is talking about a ben pkua, where there is no Isser Nevela. And that's the Chiddush. That even though there's no Isser Nevela, it's still Aser. If you give it skila, vim toymar, it's strictly ben pkua. You need it for ben pkua, which is an animal that was born, a calf that was in the womb of its mother, and then you shechted the mother, so then the calf walks out, and now it doesn't require shechita nor do its descendants, according to the rabbis of Rabbi Meir, who argued with Rabbi Meir in Chulin Ayin Dalid. So it doesn't require shechita. So maybe the pasuk is saying that lo yachal es pesar, we're talking about a ben pkua. But if... So that's talking about a ben pkua, that if you did skila and a ben pkua, it's aser. But if it's a regular animal and you shecht it after the Gemara din, then maybe it's mutter ba'achila. That's Tosfos' kasha. You can see Tosfos' teretz, but the Shivta Mekubetzis there brings the name of the Rashba and Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz, or Miyashev, that if we know that a ben pekua is going to be aser when it got skila, memela we also know that hu adin, if you shecht it after the Gemara din, it's aser. Because hainuach. Because a ben pekua is dino kishachut. So, if we know that a ben pekua is aser when you give it skila, we also know that if you shecht it after the Gemara din, it's going to be aser. Because anyway, a ben pekua has a din of being shachut. So, a ben pekua has a din of being shachut. And if you give it skila, it's aser. So hu adin, if you shecht it after the Gemara din, it's going to be aser. A regular animal after the Gemara din, it's also going to be aser. That's a very difficult teretz to understand. The atu madashem shachut, as Reberel said, the atu madashem shachut alav umutur ba'achila. Zeu greyusa b'din shor haniskal. V'rei l'chore ikor adar v'tayu l'fi asal kadaitach im niskal ki hilchasa. D'b'chai gavnu d'chal isura b'al k'she nishchat. V'lo niskal eino nesar. V'im kein b'ben p'kua. She niskal k'dinoi mamish. Lama yishtan edino v'lo yeyosar k'shar shor haniskal. If you take an animal and you give it skila, so the isser is that you're not allowed to eat an animal that was niskal. That's when the isser is chal, when the animal was niskal. But if the animal wasn't niskal, then the isser is not chal. So if you shechted it after the Gemara din, the isser is not chal. So you're right. A ben pkua A ben pkua has a din of shachut. But if you gave it, so in theory it should be mutter b'achila. But giving it skila makes it aser b'achila. Mashen kain, a regular animal, if you shechted it, but you didn't give it skila, just l'acha gomar din you shechted it, it should be mutter b'achila. So how are these Rishonim saying that if you know that a ben p'kua is aser when you give it skila, so you know that a regular animal is also aser after it had the gemar din, even if you shechted it, because hainuach, it's not hainuach. Yes, the din p'kua has a din of being shachut, but here it also got skila, and skila asers it. My shenken, a regular animal that didn't get skila should be mutter. So how do you know for ben p'kua to a regular animal? So those are two very stark kashes on the sugya. And Mir Tashem, in the next shir, we have a third kasha, I hope, and then we will get to the a different understanding, an alternative understanding of Divrei HaGemara HaKadoshim. So, B'li Neder, please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, see you soon.